To this day, I remember we had been to church on December 7th, 1941, went to 11:30 Mass, came home, and it was cold and bleak. My best friend that lived several doors down had the flu or something, so folks wouldn't let me be with him. So I was working on my stamp collection, and my dad came in. He'd been listening to the radio, and he said, "Oh, the Japanese just bombed Pearl Harbor." About an hour later, the Oklahoman came out with an extra.
The newspaper, the Daily Oklahoman.
The Daily Oklahoman came out. By our house, the boys hollering, "Extra, extra." I ran out and took my nickel and bought a paper. I remember that night. Of course, we were all huddled around the radio, and there were rumors that a submarine had come into harbor in, I don't know, San Diego or San Francisco. But it was time for me to go to bed, and I just was sure they were going to invade us. The lights on the ceiling and everything, I knew were Japanese crawling up the window to come get me. So.
Yeah, you were 11 years old.
Yeah, I was scared of Japanese.
Yeah. Do you remember the days following then that men and young boys went to war from the neighborhood?
Oh, sure. The older brothers of my classmates at Rosary, they were all shipped off. That's how it was so easy for me to get work. I guess late 1943 or 44, I had a bicycle. Everything was scarce. If you didn't have one, you couldn't get one because they weren't making them. But anyway, I was 13, I guess. So I got a job downtown here, right across the street at H. Dorsey Douglas. It was a stationery and office supply. So I made deliveries all over downtown on my bicycle.
This was a time when there weren't that many bikes around available.
Well there weren't. I mean, if you didn't have one, while you were up the creek.
And how did you get one?
Well, I had one.
Before the war.
I got one when I was, I guess, 10 or 11 or something. And it was hard getting the tires for me. I remember I heard they were getting scarce, so I took my money from my Saturday evening post route and bought two or three and stashed them so I'd have them. I remember one story that the day that Roosevelt died, a tornado hit, and it knocked out the electricity. I was making a delivery for H. Dorsey Douglas over the First National Building. At that time, you didn't have automatic buttons that you pushed. A little man ran the elevators with a device. So we were on our way up to make the delivery, and there was a woman on the elevator with us, and this man that had a terrible back situation, he was all bent over. I mean, he couldn't service, so he was 4F, I'm sure. And the electricity went out on the elevator. So he asked me if I could climb up maybe and get the elevator door open, which fortunately I could. And he asked if I'd go up to the 29th floor or whatever it was, advise the people in the office that the elevator had stopped. So I, of course, went up the stairs and advised them. They said, "Well, go back and tell them there's nothing we can do about it because electricity's out." All my life, since I was 13, went to work for H. Dorsey Douglas. I've worked within three blocks of where we are at this moment.
What's the location of this building we're in?
200 Park Avenue.